82HWW B2KAO. Good morning. I wasn't sure if it was you were leaving or Dave was leaving. Probably Dave has gotten to work or got to a site or something. Hey, good morning, Dave. If you're still listening, probably not. Good morning, Tommy. How are you, sir?
Very good morning, Mr. Tim. I'm doing well this morning. 27. I'm showing 55 degrees and not a cloud in the sky that I can see from my vantage point here on the couch.
Sounds good to me. Great signal from the couch. Everything is working as it should. Noise floor is low, and we're hearing you just fine, my friend. Oh, good morning. I'm going to grab the razor here in a minute and look forward to going to breakfast. See who all shows up.
Breakfast at 9. I gotta be downtown by 10:30. So that's gonna be a no go for me this week. Well, as it is for most weeks, but it'll work itself through eventually. But kind of balance. I don't have a lot scheduled for today. I gotta be downtown at 10:30. Take care of a thing, and then I don't know what's gonna happen. We'll kind of make it up as we go. So did you have a good weekend? The weather was certainly very cooperative.
Well, we did. We did. We went up to St. Catharines on Saturday, Cheryl and I, to visit Gary. And he invited Dennis, VH3ONO, to come over. Gary made a delicious chicken stew for us in the crock pot. A nice bun to go with that, and a piece of Black Forest cake for dessert.
It certainly sounds like a nice day, and certainly a nice day for traveling on Saturday. So let that all work out. And we cooked hamburgers on the grill yesterday.
You can't go wrong there. I had the rest of the chicken stew that Jerry sent home for. I had that for lunch and had a couple of Nathan's hot dogs for dinner. Those are good. I think I even like them better than Hoffman Schweigel's or Hebrew Nationals.
There you go. That's always good to have a favorite. We just found out today that the little grocery store in Inlet now carries Schweigel. So if we happen to forget to bring a pack up with us, we know where we go to get them.
Yeah, pop opens or skinless, whatever. You know, you probably already knew this, but Caliber Cellars, you know, they ship Schweigel's hot dogs and Abbott's custard all over the country.
I knew somebody in Rochester did that. I probably knew at one point it was Caliber Cellars, but I knew somebody was doing it, so that's cool. It just so happens we had Abbott's for dessert after hamburgers on the grill last night.
We enjoy going through the Abbott's drive-thru once in a while. Haven't been there in a while, but we have been there.
Atlanta Road has the drive-thru. My wife says she goes, I like the drive-thru better because if I get out and go inside the store, I'll probably buy more than I need.
Well, she has, she raises an excellent point. Yes, this is probably true. Well, our schedule of having another meal this week will be at Rockies next Monday on the 8th. Rockies again on the 22nd. And looky here, a visit to Caliber Cellars on a 5th Monday on the 29th.
It's like we were just talking about them or something. So, yep, got all those events on my calendar. We'll see how the timing works out. Got a short week this week. Got a half day on Thursday, off on Friday, and back up to the Adirondack. Next Thursday afternoon when Mama gets home from work.
WD2KAO
from 82HW.
WD2KAO, very good, very, very good, Tom. Well, that's great. Yep, that's a real nice schedule for you, for sure. Very good. Yep-er. And Wednesday we're going to go out to First Responders Park, 4310 Lyle Road, just down the road from Lugia's, and my goodness, we'll just have to go there for dessert.
I saw that Norm had posted that on the Facebook page, First Responders Park, and I have never been to Lugia's. You believe that?
Don't order anything bigger than a kitty. It's the biggest ice cream cone in the United States.
I've been told. Sounds like a challenge, Tim.
You order a large, Tommy, and we'll put the pictures up on the Facebook page.
Maybe medium.
That's just amazing. What do you think, Tom? You think it's a tax write off for the LDL pools?
I don't really know. Or there's one hell of a markup on ice cream.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Abbott's, and everybody else. You know, I don't think that Shaler's has the frozen custard anymore.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. We were there, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, but just getting burgers to go. So I didn't look over to the ice cream window to see if there was happenings or not. Interesting. I'll have to pay attention to that next time I'm there.
I think they have a wide assortment of hard ice cream, but I don't think they have the custard anymore.
Interesting. So we'll have to pay attention to that. But Abbott's is right around the corner, so I'm good either way.
Oh, absolutely. All right, my friend, you have yourself a good day. And always remember, Tommy, like Eric said when he worked for the Water Authority, you get paid the same, Tommy, whether you're fighting or marching.
That's a fact. And I tell people all the time that in my line of work, in the job that I have today, I get paid the same whether I'm driving my car or sitting in front of a company's server.
I had a friend of mine that worked for the power company down in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Got to be pretty good friends when we'd go down there and chat with him on the repeater. He says, Timmy, we get paid the same. We sit and watch things, and all of a sudden it's total mayhem. And the rate is the same.
And that's a fact. I've been in that circumstance as well. So enjoy the downtime when you got the downtime, because it ain't always going to be downtime.
Yep, that merry-go-round gets spinning around a little too fast, Tommy. You got to put your foot out and slow it down a little bit. And always remember, Tom, as long as your pass works in the gate and the checks haven't bounced yet, you're all set. Tommy, for God's sake, keep your mouth shut and your bowels open, and for God's sake, don't volunteer for anything.
And the other thing that we've learned over the years is careful on how many things you point out that need to be addressed, because you'll be the one that's addressing them.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yep. And you can see a railroad job coming. Oh, well, you can handle that. Then you think it needs to be addressed, then you do it.
careful what you say and who you say it to, right? WDUKAO 82HW.
And the squeaky wheel gets the grease is absolutely true in the plant. If you really needed something done, the more people that you talk to about it, the better it was. And good luck. If they didn't write it down, it ain't happening.
We use a ticketing system to keep track of everything that gets done in the ticketing. The whole platform is called ConnectWise. And our default statement is, if it ain't ConnectWise, it never happens.
Yeah, well, the internet wasn't quite as robust when I retired in 2004. It was, but it wasn't, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. I've been playing on the internet in some form or another when it was just a dial-up modem that you'd have to interrupt your phone service for so you could get on the internet.
Yep, we had a U.S. robotics dial-up modem. I put a second phone line in here when we had an auto patch on here, when people could make phone calls on the repeater, so that line didn't really get that much use. So the dial up was on that line, which made it a lot more convenient for Cheryl. I, of course, never had any interest in it, never will.
Understood. Yeah, I remember those days. I don't know that I ever had a second line for internet. I can't imagine that I did, or that I, yeah, I just, I don't remember. But I got a great memory. It's just really short.
I think one of us old guys should get the vanity call W2CRS. I can't remember SWAT.
That's some funny stuff right there, Tim. I would definitely be a candidate for that call sign.
That's great, MCW, too. Da 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 da.
Go, and I do that.
Quick update on our brother Eddie Gable. He gave me a call on Saturday when we were headed back from St. Catharines. Didn't have a whole lot to update me on. He said that they're still doing a lot of tests and they're poking them all over. I told him to stay the course and think positive, and I'm sure that I'm sure that they're taking good care of him, but he's still in rehab at Unity. Our lunch is June 13th, and if he's still there, or even if he isn't, it'd be wonderful to be able to pick him up and bring him to lunch.
Still, it's such a time away, and a lot can happen in a short period of time. So we keep a good thought and hope for the best, and hopefully he'll be able to make lunch on the 13th.
It'd be a good goal, wouldn't it? All righty, buddy. Take care, and I'll be lurking around here. I'm going to bring Gary up at quarter of, so if you want to jump in and say hello, please do.
He's loitering around in the background here, so I expect to be able to do that more. So yeah, we'll look forward to hearing Gary in, it's going to be about a little less than 15 minutes.
CDQHW. Have a good day, Tommy. DB2KAO. We'll hear you in a little bit here.
CDQHW, standing by.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
WB2KAO.
VA3DZP.
V3DZP, WB2KAO, and Tommy, 82HW.
Well, good morning, ladies. Another beautiful day. Part of another month, and hopefully no snow in the forecast. What do you think, Tom?
I didn't see snow in the forecast, Gary, but there might be a little precipitation this weekend, but it's still only Monday. A lot can change between now and Saturday. Over to you, Tim.
Looks like a beautiful week. Got a picnic in the park on Wednesday. Looks nice for that. Out to the lodge. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Gary. How are you? How are you doing today? How did the pictures of the Polish ship come out, Gary?
Well, I got some half decent ones. It made the headline there when you first click on the ship. My picture's the first one there. There was only two on the page previous to that, and they got eliminated, and my four went up there. So there's only four pictures of it, and I could have been better. It was the time of the day, as the sun was kind of directly overhead and lightly pointing at me, so it was kind of backlit. It wasn't the best time of the day for photos. Around 7:30 at night when the sun is low in the sky and illuminate the ship from behind you, you know what I mean? It makes a great difference. It was kind of not the best as far as the contrast went. But they're up there anyway, but I got them out of the way, so that's 3,772 photos. Now, I'm going to try for 2,000, yeah, 2,772. I'm going to hope for 3,000 before the end of the shipping days, and we'll see what happens there. And did you get a hold of, what was that guy's name, John, who wanted the key? Did you pass that information along that he was going to pick up that railroad bike? Tommy, I know you know about that or not, but I made a key up with a railroad bike and gave one to him. Timmy's going to donate it to another fallen down. The DZP projects are going around the world. Go ahead and...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's in a bag over here to my right on the bench, and it's going to be personally delivered at breakfast to Mark, KQFST, and Mark can show and tell, and everybody who's at breakfast can see it, and it's all set to be brought to breakfast, Gary. Go ahead, Tommy.
You're a man of many talents, Gary, so the 3,000 pictures, that's pretty impressive. I know I've looked at some of them. I haven't looked in a little bit. I should... you should get my computer over there and check them out again. Sounds like a pretty cool opportunity.
Well, the price of gas now, because, you know, like, I take a run over in the car to the canal, and I usually get, like, three photos, you know, like, just trying to get one of the bows turned sideways or whatever, usually about three photos a ship. And if you even take that 3,000, that's 1,000 trips. How much, and that's in 2000, or 2012, rather, so you figure how much gas I bet on these damn pictures. I could be rich if I put the money into my bank account again rather than into the gas tank. Holy crap. Yeah, a lot of fun. And that's good, Tim. That'll be good advertising for me. I told you I made those window frames for my dog or my daughter's kennel. And I had five orders for them. People wanted me to make these frames up. And I'm retired, I guess, you know. I'm not going into business. And I imagine somebody will want a railroad spiky too as well. But I don't have any more of the bushings. I ordered the bushings for the little brass bushings for it. And I don't know. Tommy, are you going for breakfast there? Are you going to make it? Did you see the
beef? Fortunately, I'm not going to make breakfast today. I have to be downtown at 10 o'clock. Well, I'm leaving here at 9:30. And, work call, Gary. I'm still a working stiff. Retirement still about 18 months away. Over to you, Tim.
Yeah, but it's on the radar, though. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I remember being at the plant, you know, and I'd see these guys with getting out, you know, they started 18 out of high school, 30 and out, General Motors, 30 and out, 48, going to start another career or whatever. I'd have like 5 years in Christ. I'll never make 30 years. And you see it again, and you got 10 years. And, yeah, you know the trick, Gary, and all of a sudden, it's your turn, right, Gary?
Oh, I know, it's Gary. And the fact that we've got like 22 years of retirement under our belt, more than most people ever get to say at one particular job. I talked to my son yesterday, and we were talking about work and this and that, and he started in the elevator business when I retired, and they've dropped the retirement age now with no penalty in that, particularly for the elevator boys and that, so he didn't go in 15 years, and I'm thinking, holy shit, I'm getting old when my kids are going to be retired, but I'll be long gone by then. I have to be 95 years of age to see my son retired. Anyway, God bless you there, Tommy. Retirement is a great pastime. As long as you've got a hobby, you've got your cabin up there, that'll keep you busy, fishing or whatever you do. But you have to have something. You have to have some kind of a pastime because so many people retire and they don't last 2 years, become couch potatoes in front of the TV set and get a bucket. But as long as you're active and keep the brain going, you got lots of miles left in you. So there you have it. What else is happening today, Kim? Anything? I was out there and finished my project that I was doing last night, making a little enclosure for this small little pump from my pond to keep plugging up with algae. So I had made a box, a square box with a screen on it all the way around, and I bolted the pump to the bottom of this box, and it's working fantastic out there morning. I already bought that in the pond, and hopefully that'll keep the algae out of the color. That or try to get rid of the algae. Anyway, over to you there, Tim.
Oh, that's great, Gary. I'm glad that worked out. You're happy with the results. Cheryl's sister's coming from Seattle on Wednesday, and she's taking the red eye, and I've got to get the bedding washed up for the bed in the guest room. I'm just cleaning the washer here after some smelly dog pads went through. Tommy knows all about that. So we cleaning the washer up here before I get this done today for her so she can make up the bed and all that stuff, you know. No problema. Go ahead there, Mr. Barlow.
Gary, you're absolutely right about staying busy and being occupied and having hobbies and things to do. Clint Eastwood, who just recently turned 96, he said it best when he says, you don't let the old man in, and staying busy is how you do that. So I have no shortage of activities and hobbies and things to occupy myself in retirement. I struggle to fit in 40 hours of work with all the crap that I got going on, Gary.
You know, most people have a wife. I don't have a wife anymore. And I've got this to the truthfully, but you know, you always got that honeydew list too, so that's another thing. If you got a wife, you're busy regardless of whether you got a hobby. Fix that, do that, do that. You know what I mean? So a single person without a hobby is doomed right there from the start. But even if you don't have a hobby and you got a wife, I guess you got to eat back. Anyway, Tim, I got the quiz up here. If you want to do the quiz this morning, or if you want to do it later on, or what's the word?
No, let's do it now. I've got time to do it now. Tommy can follow along. Tom, make another transmission, and then Gary will do the quiz.
We'll follow along for the quiz. I got to get my workstation here situated. The bell strikes in 6 minutes for me to at least make the appearance that I'm online. We'll follow along. Go ahead, Gary. Bring it up.
Alrighty, number one question. Which of these prefixes is not in Africa? 5, Norway, Echo Alpha 9, 8, Papa, or Zulu Sugar?
Oh, boy. I think it's 5, November.
No, 8, Papa. 8, Papa's Bermuda.
No, I'm glad you know that. I did not.
Well, there is a call sign this morning here, so here's the number 2. Which of these is not a UK call sign? Golf Denmark 0, Alpha Golf Fox. C is 2, Mexico 0, Alpha Uniform Fox. C is Mike Papa 5-6, Hotel Alpha Papa. Or D is Mike 5, Tango Quebec Alpha.
I'm going to go with C, Charlie.
I think the 56 kind of gave it away. Number 3, what information is on the outer scale of the standard Smith chart? A, degrees, centigrade, and Fahrenheit. B, reflection coefficient. C, wavelength and degrees. Or D, impedance and VSWR.
I think it's D delta.
Direct answer C, wavelength and degrees.
And I'm an appliance operator.
Oh, let's see what you know here about nuclear submarines then. Nuclear submarines can receive high frequency transmissions through what sort of antenna while submerged? An ELF, an Alpha Norway / UR2-5, C, a floating wire antenna, or DHF?
How about a floating wire antenna?
And that is correct. What is IR compensation? What is IR India radio compensation? A, amplifier circuit used to boost infrared diode output. B, device that compensates for voltage drop due to current flow. C, a red lens designed to filter emitted IR light. Or D, night vision sensitivity control.
Clear at 53. I'm going to go with B, Bravo.
And that is correct. I don't know what any of that had to do with ham radio, though. All right. A loop antenna achieves its highest gain in which shape? Triangular, circular, rectangular, or square?
Circular.
Circular is correct. The right-hand rule applies to A, hitchhiking, B, current flow, C, hole flow, or D, bolt thread.
And we welcome Bob, E3MF. Bob, we're doing the quiz here. Let us finish up with that, and we'll bring you in. Gary, I'm gonna say the answer is current flow.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Yep, that is correct. According to the Sherwood Engineering site, which of the following transceivers has the lowest noise floor reading in DBM? The Yaesu FT-101E, the Atlas 210, the Flex Radio System 6700, or the Tentec Eagle?
I believe it's the Yaesu FT-101E. I think we've had this before. I'm going to go with A, Alpha.
And the Yaesu wins out, correct. Operating simplex beams using a short common word switch when working for foreign contact. Wait a second, you go. Okay. B, applying low power of 5 watts or less. C, transmitting and receiving on the same frequency. Or D, using only random length wire as an antenna.
Oh, and we know that C, receiving and transmitting on the same frequency.
Okie dokie, last question, 80% we're sitting at. What effect does insulation of a wire have on resonant length? A, it shortens the resonant length due to added inductance. B, it lengthens the resonant length due to added capacitance. C, shortens the resonant length due to added capacitance. Or D, lengthens the resonant length due to added inductance.
I'm going to go with D, Delta.
Correct answer is C. It shortens the resonant length due to added capacity.
Maybe I'll remember it for next time. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Gary. As you know, I'm busy having my cereal here. Nothing new in that regard. Good morning to you. I don't know if I mentioned to you on Saturday there, Tim. I'm heading up to my brother's today for a couple of days. Come back on Wednesday sometime. So that's my plan so far. I have to give him a call and see if he feels okay. Over to you, Gary. V3DZP. And whoever else is all here, including Tim and myself. V3MF.
Okay, fine, Bob. We got hot water in here, too. Did you manage the quiz, son?
What was the question, please?
Oh, not to you, Bob. The HW there.
This is 82HW, hot water. Yeah, so I didn't fare so well. I think I got 3 right and 2 of them I had to catch on.
Well, at least here we're in the ballpark. Good show. Yeah, anyways, all is good at this end, too, Bob. No problem. Looks like a fine week coming up. I don't have any major chores. I'm on a couple of missions here. Trying to find 5-inch common nails. Do you think I can find 5-inch common nails for my railroad fight grasshoppers and butterflies that I make? I want them for the lake. 6 inches is too fat, and 4 inches is too skinny. I got two left, and I can't find anybody to sell them. The home hardware wanted to sell me a 50-pound box of the damn thing. There's some jerk on Amazon wants to sell 95-inch nails. Okay, that's 90 count, a count of 90 nails for $75. And I said, holy shit, at that rate, how much would it cost to build a house if you got to spend that much for nails? I said, some sucker will probably buy them. Anyway, Tim, I'll let you carry on then and get there, get your laundry done, and you have a great day, and maybe catch you tonight. Who knows? WB2KAOM, the multitude, 3DZB.
Yeah, real good, Gary. Probably won't be on tonight, definitely not on tomorrow night. We're going out celebrate a grandson's birthday and one of the grandson's girlfriend's birthday tomorrow night. So Norm will be doing the net. I don't know if you get somebody to work with it or what, but I'll catch you tomorrow morning, Gary. No problem. And have a good day. And Tom, why don't you come on in and say good morning to Gary, and then Bob, come on in, and I will disconnect from Gary, and then we'll visit for a couple of minutes there, Bob. Tom, have a good day, Tommy.
All the best to the multitude, and everybody have a great day today. Sunny sky, blue sky, and upper 50s right now, so looking forward to another nice day. 8287, will be clear. Over to you. I'm not sure whose turn it is. We'll throw it to Bob.
Thanks, Tom. Good morning, Tom. K2HW, V3MF, and the multitude. Everybody have a great day. Just having my cereal here, and then I gotta pack my bag. Well, I'll probably start packing my bags, and then I give my brother a call, make sure he's still feeling okay. He's got Parkinson's, so some days he doesn't feel that great. So I'll either go up today or I'll go up tomorrow, or I won't go up at all. It all depends on how he's feeling. So everybody have a wonderful day. 7-3 all. V3MF.
All yours, Jim. Sir. WB2KAO.
How are you doing, Jim? V3MF.
Have a safe trip. See your brother. I think that's great. I know you have a very warm relationship with your brother. Hopefully he's well enough for you to come up and write his spirits. He can write your spirits and have a nice visit. That's great. I have visited with him third party with you in the past. But refresh my memory on his name. I don't remember your brother's name. Cheryl's sister is coming from Seattle, and I just ran the washer through a cleaning cycle, and before I go to breakfast, I'm going to start the first load of the bedding for Gail's bed in the guest room. We get that accomplished today, so Cheryl can make up the bed. Have a good day, and all the best. Good to hear you, and have a safe journey, and I'll look forward to hearing about your visit and journey when you get back. Cheryl's sister's taking the red eye, and she'll be here Wednesday morning, staying for about a week or so. V3MF,
WB2KAO. WB2KAO, V3MF. I missed what her sister's name is, coming from Seattle. My brother's name is Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, unlike the guy that's on cars right now, which is W-A-I-N, Wayne. I've never heard it spelled that way, but I've seen it now, I've heard it now. Yeah, Wayne, and his actual name is Stanley Wayne Kernahan, and I've been racking my brain. He is named after a gentleman that my dad became friends with. He actually did work for him as well on the side back in the 50s. His name was Stan Moore, and I've been racking my brain trying to think of his wife's name. It's not a very common name. It's sort of like a slangish kind of name, but my brain just can't come up with it. But maybe it will one of these days. I need your brain there, Tim. WB2KAO, V3MF.
Yeah, WB2KAO. Yeah, well, thank you. Not too bad for 75. I've trained my brain, and I'm not in a position to write things down all the time. So I don't have any phone numbers in my phone. They're all in my brain. However, I have saved the voicemail that you sent me with your phone number. And so, yeah, very, 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 very good, Bob. Very, very good. All right, I'm going to get this Susie Homemaker chore started. Her sister's name is Gail, her youngest sister, born in 61. So she's 10 years younger than we are. And so there you go. She's been here before. Cheryl's been out there. And she'll be coming for a visit. And we're both looking forward to that. She's very nice lady. As you know, Cheryl was adopted, but found her complete biological family years ago through Ancestry. So Ancestry and 23andMe, the majority of it through Ancestry. Have a good one, and all the best to you and Wayne. Have a nice visit. Catch you later. V3MF, WB2KAO, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Well, you take care. You have a nice visit with Gail coming, and that sounds very nice. Very nice indeed. Thank you, Cheryl. It sounds all of her siblings, fellow siblings. That sounds pretty nice, pretty nice. Anyways, keep well. You and Cheryl, big hug from here, and have a wonderful day. 7-3. All the best.
7-3, my friend. Enjoy your visit with Wayne, and I'll let you log off. Take care now.
7-3.
Good morning, NX2O.